screen every day this week and served hot after 5 p.m. Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? How would you like to participate in stock market gains but never stock market losses? Join Hince Ellis to find out how this Saturday at 10 a.m. for the Retirement and Income Radio Show on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And now a star is born. On April 24th, 1964, the world welcomed little baby Cedric the Entertainer. Cedric was always grateful for the name he was given because his life would have been completely different had he been named Cedric the Third Shift Stock Boy. Cedric the Entertainer, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump blasting Democrats who are asking more questions about his campaign.
Telling the Washington Post, House Democrats should be satisfied with the White House's cooperation in the Mueller probe. The paper reports White House lawyers will exert executive privilege over any compelled testimony from former aides and former counsel Don McGahn.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Sri Lanka says its president has asked for resignations of the defense secretary and national police chief after Easter bombings. This after a report that intelligence there had been warned about the suicide bombers.
Some of these names were added to the government on April the 11th in this internal intelligence memo that specifically named some of them, and in particular named Zahran Mahlavi, who is a hate preacher who was well known to authorities here. He was alerted to them by the Muslim Council of Sri Lanka around a year or so ago.
Dominic Wagner, Sky News. This is Fox News.
Each and every weekday morning, you tune in to this radio show to hear four people and a wonder dog try to make it a commercial success. Greg Budell, how would you describe this morning show?
Good to the last drop.
Jay Scott, what do you think about your faithful listeners?
They're great.
Emily Hayes, what's that certain special thing this show has?
Personality.
Bailey, the wonder dog, is it true you might be getting your own program? And Rich Thomas, are you here to give 110%?
Oh, yeah!
They're working hard to make your day just a little easier to handle. Come join us.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Here comes three men and a lady.
Rusty Eldridge, you were right about Emily Hayes.
Well, that went well.
Pardon me. Nothing.
It would have been great if I had executed perfectly, but there's a lot of chaos here this morning. I even found a couple of items in the cheap and trashy that we'll get to right after we go to Rich for the forecast at 7:04.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
One more quiet day today before the next storm system begins to affect us. Today, another warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, partly to mostly sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy to cloudy at times, mild, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, warm again, high 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon. Then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. Can't rule out a few stronger storms. Friday's high around 80. Then look for some more nice weather to return over the upcoming week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Can you imagine a checking account which saves you money, even earns you money? At Prime South Bank, you'll find just that, a checking account with no monthly fees, which earns interest on larger deposits and can automatically put money into your savings account. Now that's an account worth switching for. Prime South Bank, with locations in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery.
Balake.
Member FDIC.
Where is Balake at?
Good point. Let's get him on, then we'll come back. Because we have the TV ratings from last week, and there was a surprise.
Montgomery Skywatch moving on into the 7 o'clock hour, and things look great for your morning commute still. We don't have any slowdowns on the interstates. They are rolling along just fine. If you are on the boulevard, the traffic's building up pretty quickly, but it's just stop and go at the traffic lights. We are starting to see an influx of traffic in the downtown area, so watch the traffic around you on Madison Avenue, and if you're going in on South Union Street, same story there. Early registration for summer term at Trenum State Community College is going on now through the end of April. Classes start May 22nd. Call Trenum State at 420-4200. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
A couple of things. You know, I need my own. Today is Administrative Assistance Day. I need one. Because all this paper shuffling here and...
That you've caused?
Yeah, I'll take responsibility for it, but I left out a few things from the cheap and trash.
You know what would be helpful to you? I think...
Retirement?
I was going to say, like, you're always... I hate to use the word, Greg, but you're always fumbling through these papers. What if you just set up a notebook that had divider tabs where it said cheap and trashy or good news or conundrum? And you had those dividers, and then every morning when you print out seven trees, you hit the three-hole punch and stick them in their sections. So when you go to look for a cheap and trashy story, it's in the cheap and trashy divided part.
I like the idea. But you're adding 15 minutes to my morning with all the hole punching and separation. I mean, I have to.
If you separate it before you come into the studio, then you're not, oh, where did I put this?
You know, you know, I could do. I could go over and see David Ingram and ask him if they have a hole puncher that you put in your dashboard in the road, because I sort the stuff in the car. I'm more comfortable in the car.
Then you get one of those file folder things that you don't have to hole punch. That's not a binder that would be easier to carry in your dang old duffel bag. I mean, my God, the answer's right here.
I used to have binders full of women. Remember that?
Yeah.
For one word, binders of women. Mm-hmm. All he was saying is I have so many women that we have hired and are ready to hire, and they... For one word, they crucified the guy, but he didn't fight back, so he got what he deserves.
Binders full of women.
Yeah, that was... All right, in the television ratings, a new episode of NCIS was number one with 11.9 million viewers. That is not much. Big Bang was two, FBI three, 60 Minuets was fourth, and Survivor fifth. The Voice and American Idol took the next four spots, but these are shows that are drawing 7 million viewers. That is nothing. That's a quarter to a fifth of what Idol, back when I first came to Montgomery, Idol was getting 35 million viewers on Wednesday and Thursday nights.
Couldn't get through on the phone line to tell my mom I was coming home from work because she was voting for Kelly Clarkson every week.
The surprise in the ratings was Motown's 60th. Grammy celebration, because they brought back Diana Ross and a lot of the greats, and it only got 6.9 million viewers. And I think the illness of award show fears has spread to even something like this, kind of a celebration, because people hear award show, and the first thing they think is, it's going to be political, I don't want to hear it.
That's why I didn't watch the CMAs.
Yeah. I mean,
The Country Music Award.
They're all in on it. Like, because they had a hit record or 30 that they have been anointed with some wisdom that the rest of us Schmendricks don't have. You would think, under normal conditions, a show like that featuring so many stars, Stevie Wonder, Diana Ross.
Diana Ross is rude, okay?
Well, I've heard that. I've never met the woman.
What she did to the other Supremes.
Well, that alone cast a dark shadow.
Yeah, no.
Didn't one of them die not long after that? Yeah. Mary Wilson, was it?
No, Mary Wilson.
Flo.
Flo is the one that died.
Very young.
Very young.
Yep, I remember the summer of 70. The last hit they had is the Supremes. But no, it wasn't. Stone Love was the first they had without Diana Ross. And Ain't No Mountain High Enough, I think, was Diana Ross's first solo. But the point is...
Not saying that she's not talented or anything. She's
no,
just,
no.
She's just rude.
There's a lot of them that are.
Rude.
They cannot...
They're rude.
They're divas. They can't handle their fame, whatever the reason. And plus, when you're 75 years old, I imagine you get a little bit cranky. But I guess she's been that way for a while. It is the convenient time of 7-Eleven, so let's talk food.
Okay.
At Food Outlet, because the new specials are out. Now, they have breakfast pork chops for $1.88 a pound. Would you guys like that sometime?
Pork chops in the morning?
Breakfast pork chops with a little blue cheese dressing?
Don't act like it's weird.
Look, okay, I don't like blue cheese on everything.
Kaneka smoked sausage, Jay, is on sale at $360 a tube. Well, it's more than that. It's not a tube. That implies a straight line. It's a snaky tube.
Yeah, and it's good.
Smithfield bacon is $2.99 a package. That's excellent bacon. And green cabbage is 33 cents a pound. Roma tomatoes, 87 cents. Those are so flavorful. And they're much easier on sandwiches because round tomatoes tend to tear up a little
bit. The Romas?
Romas are, you can slice those into bite-sized pieces. Brian Corn Dogs, what Ute doesn't like corn dogs for lunch or for a snack?
Man, there's a good breakfast.
Two packages for $5. Would you like that?
Corn dogs? Yeah.
All right. And
you know what you should do, Mr. I'm Adventurous, I'm a Chef?
I don't think I was out of line saying that on
No, television. But listen, you're talking about corn dogs. Corn dogs are not breakfast food. However, Kaneka is. A Kaneka pancake dog, you're more than welcome to do that. What are you thinking? What are you thinking? You're thinking, what is she talking about? She's just a crazy woman running her mouth again. No, this is what you do. You get the Kaneka, you get the pancake batter, yeah, and then you fry it up like a corn dog. Bing, bang, boom. Breakfast corn dog. Breakfast Kaneka dog.
Pancake.
You don't cook the sausage in the pancake.
I would have to talk to Miller Peavy about how her dad does it before the USA games.
Kaneka is kind of, I'm not arguing here. I'm making, as the chef in the group.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm making a point here.
Uh-huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
Sausage requires time to cook through. Pancakes uh-huh. don't.
Yeah.
So I would imagine you want to pre-cook the sausage and then wrap it. And
You don't wrap it with pancakes. You dip it in pancake batter and then fry it. You put the sausage on a stick, and then you dip it in the pancake batter.
Sticks!
God. Walked right into it.
You put it on a stick.
Yes! And then you dip it in the pancake batter, and then you fry it.
In what?
In hot, hot oil.
Ugh.
I don't know if it's oil. I don't know. Listen, you're the chef. You figure it out.
You could scream at it. It might cook.
You shouldn't be saying anything right now for what you just did.
That was an accident.
No,
and
it was
apologize.
Not an accident. It was full of hate and
no,
anger.
No, yes, it was an accident.
No, it wasn't. I have a bum foot and you kicked it because you were like, meh.
That's not all you have.
I totally didn't.
You totally kicked it.
No, I kicked it and I didn't mean to.
My hurt
because
foot.
I
Who
forgot it was down
coffee?
There.
You went and got me coffee because Jay hates me enough
he
to not go
not
downstairs and get coffee and kick my foot.
Jay does not hate you.
Yes, he does.
Well,
yeah. I love you. You know why?
Westonality.
You just loaded with it.
Poor, pitiful Emily.
I'm sure it's Westonality. She's loaded.
By the way,
you know what? I'm going to slap the headphones off of your skull if you don't learn some manners.
Hey, if you don't want corn dogs for breakfast, I'll bring in a big box of Kellogg's Honey Smacks because those are only $2.94 for the giant box.
Smack-ems.
Food Outlet has three locations, Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, Main Street in Prattville, just west of Highway 31, and 3543 Highway 14 in twice-a-day Millbrook.
Yeah.
So, start, it's like it says in the Good News, start reading, start saving real money at Food Outlet.
Is that not how the frog sounds?
Yeah, that's exactly how I took it.
Smack-ems.
Smack-ems.
Smack them. Yeah, you're talking about the...
Honey Smacks.
Honey Smacks. How about that?
And I don't see a lot of cereal commercials anymore. I used to see a ton of cereal commercials.
Sugar, sugar, sugar!
Yeah.
Load your kids up with sugar! It's probably because you don't watch kids' television.
You used to see the Honeycomb Bear all the time.
Oh, the Honeycomb Bear.
Trix Rabbit, the Lucky Charms Leprechaun.
You remember Mr. T had his
He had his own cereal, yeah.
Yeah, man. Well, you don't watch children's networks, so...
How do you know I don't watch children's
Well, networks? You know, how do I know, Jay? I just assumed you were an adult. My bad.
Please.
I mean, I'm not sitting around watching Nickelodeon.
Well, you're missing
waiting
out.
Waiting for David the Gnome to come on.
You're missing out then.
I found one other thing we failed to get to in the cheap and trash.
Oh, what?
Jenna Bush.
Oh?
She is taking time off the Today Show. Who do they replace her with?
When Jenna Bush Hager goes on maternity leave, who will fill in? It's Today with Hoda and Hodor.
I'm Hoda Kotb, and my guest co-host needs no introduction.
Hodor!
But you did it anyway. How's the wine?
Hodor!
Isn't it delicious? And only $12 a bottle.
Hodor!
I know. So, how's your spring going?
Hodor!
I know. Allergy season is crazy. In just a moment, we'll have the latest from Paris on the Notre Dame Cathedral cleanup.
Hodor!
Right? So sad. But before that, big week for football fans with the NFL draft.
Hodor!
Who's your favorite team?
Hodor!
What? I thought your favorite team would be the Starks.
Hodor!
We'll be right back.
Hodor!
I forgot which one of your silly fantasy movies or TV shows Hodor is from. Is that Game of Thrones? Is it really?
Game of Thrones, yeah.
Is that all Hodor ever says?
It is, and it's never revealed until, I guess, was it last season or the season before last is revealed as to why that's what he says.
Speech impediment?
No, it was an incident that happened when he was a child.
Oh, is he cursed, and that's all he can say?
In a sense, yes.
I can tell from the look. I can read Jay's face like Evelyn Wood. I can tell that it gets uncomfortable. Would that be accurate?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's a tragic figure in the story.
Okay.
Because he's selfless. He will do anything, and he seems like he's, you know.
I am not the kind of Hawk Show's host who makes fun of tragic figures.
What a bunch of crap!
William B. is on the line.
Oh, well, thank goodness for that.
Let's stop entertaining ourselves long enough to talk to him.
Good morning. How's everybody?
Oh, well, you know, Jay kicked my bum foot because he hates me.
Well, I don't know. I hate to hear you got a bad hoof there, but...
A bad hoof?
You really know how to flatter me.
Hey, that was a slip. That's just what I call him. I hope it gets better. But anyway, Emily, I'm mad at you now.
What? Well, I mean, join the rest of the people that listen to the show.
Well, I'm mad because I got to have a connected corn dog.
Do you know what I'm talking about? You know what? I bet Sam Marcel knows what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about. I've never tried it, though. Good God, that sounds good.
Some very good friends of mine that I just love dearly, Miller Peavy, her dad, makes them before the South Alabama Jaguar games. He tailgates, since that's the Baumhauer's word of the day.
Yeah.
When they tailgate, he makes those breakfast corn dogs. But they're not corn dogs because they're the Kaneka dogs. But they're with the pancake batter and the. I'm gonna text Miller PV right now about that.
That sounds awesome.
If it's reasonable, I'll try and do it some morning.
I got to try that, but anyway, hope your foot gets better. And I did refrain from crude comment about turning the ceiling fans off twice a day when you live in Memphis.
Oh,
but anyway,
oh Lord!
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I walked in the building and through the back door this morning by the men's room, and I think somebody violated the Versailles Treaty on what chemical weapons. William B., we got to run. We appreciate the call. Maybe we'll see you tonight at Baumhauer's.
If I get off work on time, I'll be there.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
See ya.
It is 7:20 news, and then we're back with today's edition of Random Facts. You just heard the Food Outlet specials. It's cost plus 10 throughout the store. We will give away 10 bucks with our pop quiz.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Carver High School went on lockdown Tuesday after a shooting close to the campus. Montgomery police say that shooting happened in the 3200 block of Sewanee Drive. The victim is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. New video shows a school resource officer tasing a student at Bullitt County High School, and many parents are now concerned. The Union Springs Police Department released a statement saying that the student allegedly assaulted the officer. This incident is now under investigation. And the owner of the historic Hotel Tallahassee has appealed last month's vote by the city council to condemn the building. Mayor Johnny Hammack says there will be a public meeting on May 14th for residents to voice their opinions. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Something told me to turn on the radio.
Well, what are we waiting for?
So let's just get started.
Everybody has their own show.
What are you talking about?
Everybody, every day, you're creating the show that is your life.
It's Oprah approved.
Okay. Oprah, 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 Oprah.
I'm a big fan of this show.
I'm waiting anxiously for what happens next.
Yeah, crank up the radio.
Best show we've ever done, ladies and gentlemen. You're about to get...
It's go time, time, time.
Could you use $1 million? Then come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery. It's our biggest giveaway ever. You can start qualifying now, and you'll have lots of ways to gain entries into the grand prize drawing on Sunday, June 2nd, including daily point earning, weekly free play drawings, and a last chance qualifier. You can even earn entries by playing online at windcreekcasino.com. So come play Make Me a Millionaire at Wind Creek Montgomery and find your winning moment.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
April 24th is Pig in a Blanket Day. But blankets are so cumbersome and difficult to put on your pig. That's why I use the Piggy. The pig blanket with sleeves. Now your piggy can go wee, wee, wee all the way home in snuggly soft comfort. The Piggy.
And now...
Random.
Random.
Right. Come on, that wasn't that bad.
You gave me a heads up ahead of time. It's like, this is one of the more silly convoluted intros I've done.
Silly. It was good silly. It was bad silly and good silly.
Did you know electrocution and electric shock are two separate things?
Okay, so when I leave the first studio downstairs... And I turn the light off because I try to conserve energy, hashtag Earth Day, all day. and I turn the light off, and the little metal shocks me. That's just the electrical shock, right?
Is that static electricity, or is that...
I don't know, but every time we say electricity, all I can hear is Louis the Lightning Bug singing electricity.
Yeah, well, you got to play it safe.
Around power lines.
Yeah. Electrocution is always fatal. So if you're using that, electrocution is always fatal, whereas electric shock is not.
Don't forget, later today I have that funny state of Ohio death penalty bit.
Ooh.
In fact, if you combine the words electric and execution, you get electrocution.
About that?
Yeah.
Did I know that?
Did you know about a product called Radithor?
That's a Game of Thrones character.
Yeah, right? No. It's an energy drink that was sold in the 1920s.
Surge!
Claimed it provided energy and cured a host of ailments, including impotence. It was simply radium dissolved. It was simply radium dissolved in water, slowly killing its customers.
Wow. Radium in water.
That's why it was called, maybe it's Radithor, but I would think.
You know, that's why some people with certain types of fad beverages.
Yeah.
I stay away from that stuff, because 40 years from now, some guy could be sitting where you are saying, remember that stuff that came out in 2019? It was killing people. I don't want to be one of those.
There's something to say about that. Not for you, really, but, you know, the old Philip Morris.
You know, they're selling life insurance now?
Yeah?
Philip Morris Tobacco in England, after killing people for centuries with their product,
are jumping into the life insurance.
They're in the life insurance business for non-smokers. How about that? It's true. I just read that this morning somewhere.
Did you know that there are two different names for the different shaped butter sticks here in the United States?
Butter
sticks!
Yeah. There's the long, skinny Eastern version, and then there are the short, fat ones that are from the West as well.
The long, skinny
butter sticks. Yeah, the ones we use here, the long and skinny ones. But in Western states or so, they have short, fat ones. And those are called Western Stubbies.
Would you want to try a Western Stubby?
No. That sounds like another Philip Morris product.
I know.
What I was going to say was, I appreciate the butter sticks that are marked at the quarter mark.
Oh, yeah, on the wrapper?
So, you know, if you eat a quarter of a stick or half a quarter of a cup or half a cup or something like that, I appreciate that.
The Eastern versions are called Elgins. So, and the Western versions are called Western Stubbies. Did you know that during World War II, the United States painted foxes with... What?
Just things coming to mind as you're... Back to you.
Okay. During World War II, the United States painted foxes with luminous chemicals and planned to drop them into Japan to freak out the locals with glowing foxes. The plan was abandoned, but not before they did a trial run of the ghost foxes in Central Park, New York, and it was a success.
Whoa.
Man.
Yeah. Did you know there is a man by the name of Barry Sage? He was a sound engineer who earned $22,000 from clapping in 1981.
$32,000 for clapping in 1981.
Sage was working alone one night when Mick Jagger asked Barry Sage to record himself clapping for a song. That song, Start Me Up, would go on to international success. Sage estimated in 2017 interview that the lifetime royalties he received for his work on the track totaled some $22,000.
So he just clapped.
Yeah.
I don't recall that in the song. I know the song, but Start Me Up?
Yep. I'm playing it in my head now.
I'd have to listen to it and then specifically listen for a clap. Because as far as I know, there's not one.
You're playing it in your head. Did you move Southern California Purples out of the
way? It's South California Purples. Get it right or don't say it at all.
Oh, good Back to Lord. You, Jay.
Man.
I'm doing that deliberately just because I enjoy the extra attention I get.
Did you know that the United States reached peak coal mining employment in 1923? There were 883,000 coal miners.
Wow.
That were employed in the United States. Today, there's only 50,000 coal miners in the United States. Nevertheless, the United States produces about 50% more coal now than it did 100 years ago.
Advances in technology, enhanced safety. It is not, it's become a much more clean energy source. Don't listen to the people that are saying coal is killing people. It's not. You could not see the skyline of Pittsburgh in the 70s because of the coal industry there.
Yeah.
Energy industry, and they've cleaned it up. It's a beautiful
Earth
city.
Day all day.
Back to you, Jay.
I know it was killing those workers back then, too.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Black lung disease.
Oh, God. Canary in the coal mine.
I probably have that. I just don't know it.
Stop it. Stop it.
Did you know that Pink Floyd had a lost album called Household Objects?
No.
There's only two known tracks on the album. The album was created after Dark Side of the Moon. However, when asked about it, the band can be quoted in saying that the album was too weird, even for them.
Wow. I mean, that's making a statement.
Yeah.
Because with their brand, today, if they put it out,
those trippy-dippy hippies would be all over it. Man, this lost Pink Floyd record. I can hear him on the vault
like all
now.
The people coming back from the Jimmy Buffett concert. Hey, there's a new Pink Floyd album out called Household Objects.
Awesome!
Right. Should get Skipper on the phone for that.
Yeah.
Did you know that movie theater popcorn is sold at a 1,275% markup?
It's ridiculous!
I'm not surprised. And everybody complains about it, yet when you go to a movie, everybody's buying popcorn.
Not I.
That's because I'm bringing my candy and snacks into my pockets.
All I'm saying...
You spend $3 for a box of snow caps.
If you see me with the big purse...
I'm going to a movie.
Yeah, well, or a dance. Like, we went to my stepdaughter's dance recital weekend before last, and there was a Diet Root Beer in there, and some Wintergreen mints, and some Welch's fruit snacks, a Nutri-Grain bar. You know, we were going to be there for a while. She was in. It's y'all know, y'all listening that do the dance recitals. You know how long those go.
Yeah, I know a few people had to attend those because of family connection and weren't particularly fond of them. You worked in the movie theater business.
I worked in a theater here.
Maybe
yeah.
You can answer this question. Why is it the only place you get a taste for a snow cap is in a movie theater?
What is a snow cap exactly?
It's chocolate like a junior
mint.
It's dark chocolate with little white spots on the top.
Oh. Yeah.
If you didn't know, you'd think it was a fungus, but
gross.
Adds a crunch to them. They're good. I like them.
Used to be my favorite. But the problem is I started working in a theater, so I used to eat them all the time. Then they suddenly became not my favorite.
Emily, have you ever put peanut M&Ms in buttered popcorn?
I don't generally eat M&Ms due to the chocolate factor.
Well, have you ever put the, what are the caramel things? What are those called?
Werther's?
No. That's butterscotch.
No, that's butterscotch.
Kraft caramels? Like the squares?
No, the box of caramels that you get at the, oh God, at the movie theater. What are they called?
Use thing. Your words, Jay.
You only eat it at the theater. Dots. Who the hell gets a taste for a dot?
I freaking love dots. They're in my Christmas stocking every year for my mom.
Woo!
Dots are amazing.
Whoa.
Except for the lime and lemon ones. I never really have a taste for those.
It comes in a yellow box.
Dots.
They're not called dots.
Yay, sugar babies.
No, man, it's not called cowtails. This is going to bother me.
Ugh.
Oh, I was completely wrong. Milk duds.
Milk duds
is what I was thinking of.
Yeah, I don't eat those.
Yeah, put milk duds in your popcorn.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let it melt. I was completely wrong on what I was trying to think of.
Whoppers. The strawberry Whoppers are really good.
Whoppers, I know we're going to get a call.
Just hang on. We'll get with you in a sec.
Well, they're probably going to talk about this right now, what we're talking about.
Let's find out. Hello.
Nobody loves us.
I ain't got time for that.
Thanks for waiting 4 seconds.
Yeah, I don't know. Working at the movie theater, that is exactly where they would make their money, is at the concession stand. They do not make the money from the ticket you buy at the counter. They earn, at least when I worked there, 25 cents. So at the time, it was like $6.50 for a regular show and $4 for a matinee. It's completely changed now. But yeah. We only made a quarter.
When best friend and I went and saw Bohemian Rhapsody, all together, about $50 to buy the tickets and to get concessions.
Is that how much it cost when you went to see 50 Shades?
Here, I'll grab this. Hi, News Talk. Welcome.
This is Andy.
Andy, how are you?
Andy?
Hey, I'm actually an electrician, so the very first thing that they had said, you know, the electric and electrocution.
Yes. Yeah.
I knew the difference between those, and, you know, and I'll work on something, and somebody will ask me, says, well, you're not afraid of getting shocked, are you? And I look at them all the time, and I tell them, I said, It won't be the first time, but it could be the last time.
Yeah.
Because you never know.
Yeah.
And remember what kind of shock you're going to get off of there.
We appreciate that professional delineation. The password is delineation. Thanks for the call, man.
All right.
We got smart listeners.
Yeah, we only had made 25 cents, so that's why that's why we make the money off of the concession. And we have to cover that cost is why it's so jacked up.
Mm-hmm. That's wrong.
For the prices. After working there, for ever how long I did, and it's been a long time since I worked there because my next job after that was here.
Oh my God. You and Rich Thomas both have like four jobs on your entire work history.
It is. It's four jobs. I worked at a movie theater, a Blockbuster, an armored car service, and this place.
An armored car? You have to tell stories about that sometime.
It was low level. I worked at an armored car service, but only at the building that they would drop off the money.
Oh.
And then I would roll the coins. So, anyway, did you know the first federally funded U.S.-Mexico border fence, the first wall,
yes,
went up in 1911?
Oh.
But it wasn't built to keep people out. Instead, it was meant to stop tick-infested cattle from wandering into the U.S.
See?
No.
I was going to say, I was told.
I got her when she was drinking coffee.
Is she going to snort?
She might choke. Because I was talking about Mexican cattle, and she said, see? And I said, no.
I just think coffee went into all of my sinus cavities.
See? No.
The coffee that I'm drinking downstairs.
Did you know in 1989, Russian psychic E. Frenkel was run over by a train while attempting to stop it with his psychic biological power?
No, Miss Cleo.
After previously, and they put in quotations, successfully stopping a car in a streetcar.
Yeah, no.
But the train did not stop, and he died. And finally, did you know that the Antarctic point of inaccessibility, that's a lot to say. The Antarctic point of inaccessibility has a linen bust that has survived 50 years without any maintenance.
Linen as in Vladimir?
Mm-hmm.
Be almost worth going up there to take it down.
Trying to see if this picture gets any bigger from what I'm clicking on here to see if I can show you. Yeah, there it is. Look at that.
Oh, wait a minute. I didn't realize we had audio from that discovery.
Is this some kind of bust?
Well, it's very impressive, yes.
Look at that.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Just sitting there.
In the middle of nowhere. All right.
Those are your random facts. Good luck on the question.
That guy with the psychic powers, when I was dating my first wife, it was pretty easy to figure out. We'd be out at night and at a red light, and I told her, I said, I know I can make a change because I could see the yellow light. In the cross, so I count 3, 2, 1, and go like this, fling my finger, and it would turn green. And she said, how do you do that?
I like to pretend that I have Jedi powers when cars are moving in traffic, and I just slowly move my hand like, get out of the way, car.
740, speaking of cars, Don Duncan, All-American Tire and Auto.
Yeah.
Somebody at the end of the week in the Emily Assembly is going to win the works from them, and that is a great thing to win a full service on your automobile, oil change, tire rotation, safety inspection, and brakes. And they always vacuum your car out just as a way of saying thanks for the best price on tires, Don Duncan, at all three locations. True wholesale pricing, and they don't play that game where they say, tires are $19, but to have it installed, it's $200. No, they don't. They don't do that. They give you the price that includes installation. But there's no middleman, so you're going to get the best price no matter what type or brand of tires you prefer for your vehicle. And if you're not fussy about that, you can get great deals on tires because they carry every brand. Don Duncan with three locations, downtown at 408 Madison, Bell Road just north of Vaughan, and in twice a day Millbrook on Highway 14 near McDonald's. Let's grab this call from Chris real quick. Chris?
What's up?
Hello, Greg. How are y'all doing this morning?
We're good.
Earlier you were talking about the clean coal and everything, and I had an interesting story. You know, since listeners know that I like the steam engines, and you probe behind that other steam engine before, Greg. one of the times I went to the Durango in Silverton, they had told me a story that they had had an emissions test done on their steam engines that the harmful pollutants were less than the average automobile that come out of the steam engine.
Because they cleaned it up so much. Hey, Chris, is it your birthday today?
It sure is.
Well, happy birthday!
Birthday, man. That is so awesome.
Big old happy birthday, buddy.
Let's give him the birthday treatment.
Okay.
Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Chris, thanks for calling. Have a good day. And, of course, you can call back again because it's time for our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. Here's Quizmaster Jay.
All right. Earlier in Random Facts, we talked about butter.
Butter.
I like butter.
Paula Deen.
Paula Deen.
Y'all.
Put some butter on it. Wrap a pancake in some butter. Anyway, what are the short fat ones are called what? The short fat sticks of butter, they're called what?
Sticks!
What?
272-9228.
The best thing I could come up with.
It's good. I like it. It's a fine.
Well, as long as the men agree.
Random facts took like 30 minutes. So.
And whose fault is that?
Well, we kept interrupting ourselves. 272-9228 is the number. 272-9228.
Got the music.
First person with the correct answer wins a $10 food outlet. Gives it every phone is ringing.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and the jam up on I-65 southbound has begun. You can just about set your watch by this one. It's already started around the Clay Street exit and the river bridges, so be careful on 65 south. The rest of the interstate system still up at a speed limit. Right, if you're headed into the downtown area on Madison Avenue or South Union Street, be careful. Traffic is building up real quickly in that area. We also see a lot of folks on the Atlanta Highway around the Ann Street and Federal Drive location as well. On the Boulevard, no problems for you. It's pretty crowded around I-85 and the Troy Highway, but traffic's moving along smoothly this morning. School zones are kicking in, so watch out. Your speed limit in a school zone is 15 miles an hour. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, sports cars, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed as greater.
Later on, you can win tickets for tomorrow night's Marshall Tucker concert, but right now we're in the middle of our pop quiz. Oh,
guess what? We have biscuit tickets to give away today, too.
Oh, my.
We have a lot to
my
give away.
Lands.
Well,
did you say your name was Tim?
Tim, yes, sir.
Okay. Hey, Tim.
Oh,
how you doing?
Oh, my goodness, Timmy. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Do you know what the sticks of butter, it's the short, fat ones. Now, the eastern ones are called Elgin. They're the long, skinny, but the short, fat ones are called...
Western Stubbies.
That is correct.
Western Stubbies.
You got it.
All right, that wins you $10 of free shopping at Food Outlet. If you'll hold on, Jay will get you jam up and jelly tight.
I've been informed by a number of different people that I left out a job when I was talking about the jobs that I've had.
I know which one it is.
And it's going to stay left out.
Oh, really? We can't talk about it?
I worked at what was called the Prattville Ballet, and I'll just leave it at that.
It's up to...
Where the staff had names of spices. And
Rich, can you picture Jay in a tutu?
Awful.
Well, it wasn't, ooh, it wasn't like that.
7:45.
Rich Thomas Weather.
One more quiet day today before the next storm system begins to affect us. Today, another warm day with a high temperature in the middle 80s, partly to mostly sunny. Tonight, partly cloudy to cloudy at times, mild, overnight low 60. Tomorrow, warm again, high 82. Some widely scattered showers possible by tomorrow afternoon, then showers and thunderstorms becoming likely tomorrow night and into Friday. Can't rule out a few stronger storms. Friday's high around 80. Then look for some more nice weather to return over the upcoming week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Rich here for Plumbing by LukeWire. Now, you've heard and maybe used LukeWire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Luke Wire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed, they are bonded, they're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Luke Wire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, but if it is, call Luke Wire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbyluquewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Business Network. Boeing is reporting a weaker quarter and admits lower deliveries of 737 jets are having an impact on its business, though it was partially offset by defense business and providing services. Its numbers are not a surprise to Wall Street. The company was planning to buy back stock, but it's instead putting those plans on hold. Boeing also is holding off on predicting business for this year because the 737 MAX jets are still grounded. Caterpillar is reporting better than expected earnings. AT&T is reporting a disappointing start to the year. It acquired Time Warner Inc. last June. Earnings for its first quarter are weaker than a year ago and matched predictions from Wall Street analysts. Occidental Petroleum is offering to buy Anadarko Petroleum. The offer is more than Chevron is offering for Anadarko. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
3 reasons Ethos Life Insurance is great for you and your family. 1, it's affordable. You can get hundreds of thousands of dollars in coverage for less than you spend on coffees each month. 2, our online application couldn't be easier. It takes just 10 minutes to complete. 3, with Ethos, you're protecting your family's financial future so you can rest easy. To receive your free quote and complete your application in minutes, visit ethoslife.com. ethoslife.com. Ethos. Insure your life. It's never been easier.
Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. New video shows a school resource officer tasing a student at Bullitt County High School, and many parents are now concerned. The Union Springs Police Department released a statement saying that the student allegedly assaulted the officer. This incident is now under investigation. Carver High School went on lockdown Tuesday after a shooting close to the campus. Montgomery police say that shooting happened in the 3200 block of Sewanee Drive. The victim is expected to be okay. No arrests have been made. And the owner of the historic Hotel Tallahassee has appealed last month's vote by the city council to condemn the building. Mayor Johnny Hammack says there will be a public meeting on May 14th for residents to voice their opinions. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Let's be honest, most of us have already given up on our New Year's resolutions, but it's not too late to get your finances in shape. Make the call that will change it all, 567-4223. You don't believe me? Listen up. A teacher in Millbrook was able to pay off $30,000 worth of credit card debt by refinancing with Alabama Home Mortgage. And get this, her monthly mortgage payment went down. With a little tutoring, now her mortgage ranks top of the class. You heard me right. That money you've been looking for may very well be right there in your home. Quit making those minimum monthly payments on credit cards. It's time to pay them off for good. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama Home Mortgage. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
A1 Plumbing.
Listen, I need a plumber over here right now.
Let's see. We could get to that in about 3 weeks.
3 weeks?
Uh-huh.
Look, I was installing a new toilet and the water line broke. Now I'm standing in about 3 feet of water and it's still rising fast.
Uh-huh.
Look, I'll give you $50 extra if you can send someone right now.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, $100, but you need to get here right now.
All right, keep your shirt on. What's that address?
I'm at 3301 Center Avenue at the Boston Airport.
Must have changed his mind.
Whether your problem is big or small, Cole Plumbing can fix it right, usually the first time and as economically as possible. With our experienced and background-checked employees, we take pride in knowing that we are one of the most trusted companies in the area. When there is trouble with your bowl, call on Cole, 279-8919, or go to coleplumbing.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From the producers of Avengers Endgame comes the springtime allergy hit of the year, Avengers Hay Fever. Featuring mucus the size of the Hulk. Captain Kleenex, Thor knows from blowing so hard. Iron My Handkerchiefs Man. And Black Widow jacked up on Sudafed. Avengers Hay Fever. Now playing at the Clarendon Cineplex.
Time now for Baumhauer's winning word of the day.
Oh, how exciting.
And the winning word of the day is...
tailgate. That's right, tailgate is the winning word. So whether you're planning a victory party for the whole team or just want to buy lunch for the office, especially on Administrative Assistance Day, Baumhauer's Victory Grill is a full catering menu to fit your needs. And I urge you to give that some thought. Pick up a tray of their legendary wings, maybe one of their hearty and healthy wraps, salads, or entree options, and make sure you are the MVP of your event. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, we will be there tonight, right? Well, the gang usually starts to gather between 5 and 6. I get there after happy hour. And sometime between 3 and 6 on Wednesday, generally early, we ask you to be the ninth caller at 272-9228 with the winning word, so you can win lunch for two.
I have something to say.
Go ahead.
What is so funny about that?
We have a contest coming up shortly.
Oh, sorry. Speaking of tailgating, we talked about the Kaneka dogs and all that stuff. I got in touch with Miller Peavy. Her dad uses Alton Brown's corn dog batter recipe and subs Kaneka for the hot dogs. So it's not the pancake. I was mistaken. He does it every year for tailgating at South. He usually makes 100, and everyone knows to stop by the tent and grab one.
Wow, that's a lot of anything to
make. It's so good.
I mean, I give myself a pat on the back because I made 2 fried bologna sandwiches this morning in between all the other chaos that's going on here before the show starts. Well, and we have biscuit tickets.
Biscuit tickets for Friday's game, yes.
Friday's game.
Against the Birmingham Barons. Oh, hey, by the way, today's Paulette Ford location is Montgomery Subaru, where you can come see the Blue Water Broadcasting folks from 11:30 until 1. They are to pick up the donations that you bring to take them to the Montgomery, Prattville, Otaga, and Elmore County Humane Societies. And guess who's going to be at Montgomery Subaru?
Rita Rutabaga?
Me!
Yay, Emily.
Yay!
So...
how exciting!
By the way, I did not know until I asked. Yes, if you have clean toys for dogs, they will take those as well.
They're going to let me out in public.
Because my two little monsters... You know, this is the thing, and I wish we could do a segment called 1 Minute Inside a Dog's Head so we can figure out what they're thinking when they do certain things. They got all this stuff, but there's like 3 or 4 that... are the go-to toys. And the rest just sit there. So, when you're a BarkBox subscriber like we are, you tend to accumulate quite a few. So, there, that's what I was going to say about that. There is interplay going on between...
Nothing, I heard something.
Yes?
I heard a noise.
Oh.
And what was that?
I burped.
Okay, that's what I thought it was.
I've been hanging out with y'all too long.
Yeah.
Freewheeling Bob Dylan with your burps.
We have achieved really quality when women feel like they can burp.
I tried to make it go unnoticed, but thanks, sir.
Sorry, I heard a little noise. I heard a little burp.
Burp. Hey, I just realized
that we've done nothing.
Yeah.
But you want to listen to South California Purples again?
No.
No, we got to queue up the five easy pieces.
Yes, because we have tickets for the Marshall Tucker Band.
What?
For Thursday night show. So I'm going to play a Marshall Tucker song. I will give you five little snippets from this song. If you can identify it at 272-9228, you'll win tickets for the show. Are you ready?
Ready to go.
Let's do it.
Piece number one. Piece number two. Piece number three. Piece number four. Piece number five. 272-9228, and those tickets are yours while we listen to the Secretary's Day message from Liquid Paper.
That's right, and you'll be flying all over your office when you take a big whiff from your year's supply of liquid whiteout. Brush it on, mistakes are gone, and you will be too. So don't quit, take a hit of liquid whiteout.
Well, I see that I've outsmarted the audience again.
Oh, there they go.
The delay.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? 20 seconds. That's how long that liquid paper
was. It was that second clip that got them in there.
I can just take the call.
You're the first one's going to win this one.
You think? Who's this?
This is Chuck.
Hey Chuck.
What's up, Chuck?
What's going on?
Well, all we need is the name of that.
We think we've got you stumped.
Yeah, so we'll be shocked. I mean, really shocked.
I'm going to say fire on the mountain, guys.
Fire on the mountain. Is that it? I am sorry, Chuck.
Oh, Chuck.
All right, so.
We really thought Chuck had that one. Yeah, go ahead.
Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes?
Yo.
You're on the...
Hey, who's this?
This is Curtis.
Curtis?
Thank you for giving the courtesy of your time this morning. You got the title of that Marshall Tucker Band song?
Can't you see?
What?
Can't you see?
Can't you see?
Is that not it?
I can't because I got my eyes closed.
That's not it.
Oh, well, all right, thank you.
Thanks.
I don't know why we thought this was easy.
Hi, who's this?
This is Lewis.
Lewis!
Hey, Lewis!
I love you, Ron Lewis.
I don't know if I can play, but it sounds like a song I know.
Wait, you don't know that you can play?
Well, I'm probably, since I advertise on there, I don't know if I can play on there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a negative.
Yeah, it can't happen.
That's what I thought.
Sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm all right with that. I'd give y'all a shout out this morning anyway. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you, my friend.
Good hearing from you.
Now, if I did that, I would get called in and... Here's... Well, we don't know who this is. Who is this?
Hi, who's this?
Dave.
Dave?
Sup, Dave?
Dave's here.
Dave's here, man.
You got the name of that Marshall Tucker song?
Pretty Love Song.
No. Well, I mean...
Not the title we need. Thanks for trying it, Dave. Who's this?
Hi, this is East.
East!
Yes, I saw these guys back in 78. How about Heard It in a Love Song?